walk him up the stairs. Oh, walk him up.
Pearlie is a rousing, soul-inspired musical that must explode across the stage to become a vibrant gospel show. The current Black Theater troupe production falters on so many levels that it sputters and slogs through the throbbing musical score, and the book scenes based on Ossie Davis's play, Pearlie Victorious, are dreadfully lethargic. The show opens in the recent past of South Georgia, where the tribulations of the Old South live on and blacks remain second-class citizens. The all-black segregated church of Reverend Pearlie preaches freedom during the funeral of the hated old captain. The action then shifts back to before the funeral, where Pearlie comes to get his deceased aunt's inheritance left by the old captain's wife. Things get confusing as Pearlie hopes the inheritance will allow him to buy the church. There are a variety of problems with the weak production. The first is that director-choreographer Lori Trieg allows the show to dawdle where it should blow the roof off the theater. Trieg is also straddled with a cast that ranges from two excellent performers to many embarrassingly inept players. The good singers and actors can't compensate for the weak performers, so the show looks sloppy and drags dreadfully. The director allows too many characters to be portrayed as tired stereotypes instead of vibrant people. The small band conducted by Liz Spencer instills no spark in the cast. The two leads are strong. T.A. Burroughs is a swingin' and jivin' Pearlie, while Anne Lise Coyby is an impressive Lutabelle, the person who should inherit the money Pearlie hopes to get for his church. The rest of the cast struggles to create believable interpretations, and much of the ensemble singing is not up to the show's musical demands. Pearlie again brings up what is becoming a recurrent problem at the Black Theater Troupe. Production quality is far below what the company has presented in the past. With the company's impressive new theater facility, the Black Theater Troupe needs to get its shows back to the winning standards the company often achieved in the past. Pearlie should be a rousing gospel musical as it was back in 1970 when I first saw the show on Broadway and was overwhelmed by its throbbing power to bring the black vision of the still segregated South to theatergoers. This lame Pearlie earns just 2 stars out of 5 and continues through Sunday. For KBOC, I'm Chris Curcio.